4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, is it working now?
It's like the beginning of a kids news program.
Yeah.
They say life is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Hey, Bayside High! What?
Okay, howdy everybody. I feel like the video really brings a whole different side to this show together. It's great to be able to watch you guys on camera as we bring the intro in. I didn't realize what you guys were doing the whole time before, but now I see that it's highly entertaining. So, welcome. How's everybody doing? Mike, how are you?
I'm all right. Ready to quit my job, but what's new?
Well, that's
been news.
That's been news for 4 years, so at least as long as I've known you.
Maybe like 18.
No surprise. I've only known you for probably
old school.
Keith Sweat, what's up, my man?
Well, I'm good to be back.
It's been a while. Yeah, man, it's good to have you back.
I have a lot more important shit to do than this, obviously. So
yeah, agreed. First time all four of us have been in studio for probably a month now.
In studio? Are we talking like business talk and shit?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can see my garage door opener in the background, so this is highly technical stuff.
Speaking of which, my garage door is broken, the one on the right.
Good to know. Tim.
Hey, hope you all stayed cool and had a great summer. Looking forward to seeing you in Mr. Stinson's class.
You're really going with this Bayside thing right now. Do me a favor, and let's not look at the top of your hat for the entire episode, if you don't mind, please. Okay, now that we've said hello to everybody, I got to do a special shout out to one of our number one fans, Howard. Howard built an Instagram page, which I would have no idea how to do, for this show. He's a big fan. We're big fans of Howard. So we wanted to say thank you, Howard, for doing that. You rock. You're the man. You're cooler than all your friends. Thank you for doing the Instagram page, my man. That's awesome.
Can I take a moment here?
Yes.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Howie.
Howie who?
How are we going to finish this goddamn podcast tonight?
Okay. Did you just make
hopefully
that up?
Hopefully better than head? We started it.
Did you make that up?
Howie. No, I'm big into knock, knock jokes with real names.
I like it. Okay. Great. Hey, fellas, we're squarely into 2021 now, so that's exciting. Did anybody do anything fun over New Year's?
Yeah, I got a sweet-ass podium from the Capitol building.
You got a what?
That was you!
Wow, it's a lectern. Lectern.
All right, moving on.
Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com.
All right, listen, everybody. We keep plugging the email thing. We really need an email from y'all. We got listeners. We're getting downloads like crazy, so I know people are listening. If you are out there going, somebody else will email, please freaking email us. It would be great.
We got one email. We want to remember that one.
We got one email.
So desperate.
We got an email from fucking Tim, and it is desperate. But I want somebody.
No, don't be desperate. If you don't want to email the show, then fuck you. Don't listen.
That's what Mike thinks.
Until next week. Listen again next week.
But this week, fuck you.
Yeah, this week, go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
You jag off.
What? You got any more knock knock jokes?
I do. You know what?
You have one like locked and loaded?
Always.
Let's hear it.
Genoa.
Genoa who?
Genoa who's a cocksucker on this podcast?
Genoa who's a cocksucker on this podcast too? Well, that was I was expecting salami, so. Great.
Is there an
answer? He got some.
He did.
We'll let the viewers vote. They can email in.
I said viewer vote.
Yeah, email in your.
Yeah.
Email in.
That'd be great.
Oh,
email your answer to the Genoa knock knock joke. There you go. That's what we get to do. Dude, hey, next setup, up, Keith. This is a quick one. We're gonna have some fun with this. It's time for this one. This is new.
Peaches.
It's my peaches time. That's a quick intro for a quick segment. Tim, it's time for my peaches. You promised us some peaches moments, so let's hear it.
Hello, my peaches. Today, we're going to talk about whether or not you are a peach. If you ever find yourself surrounded by people storming a Capitol building, let me tell you, that is no peach. In fact, you might just be a mushy banana. And we all know what happens to mushy bananas. They get fucked. So until next time, peaches, stay sweet and ever so fuzzy.
Wow.
Thank you. That needed to be said.
I was really worried. Okay, so I feel like everybody needs to know that before this episode, I asked him if he had a My Peaches moment ready to go. And he was like, yeah, I'll think of something. And then he comes up with this obviously perfectly fucking choreographed event live on our freaking podcast.
Who fucks a mushy banana?
This is what I deal with every single time.
Every banana you fucks mushy at the end.
Afterward, yeah.
Moral of the story, don't go with mushy bananas. There we go.
Green tint to them.
There we go. And we're going to move on to our next segment. That was a quick one. I told you guys.
A week ago, I didn't even know this existed. Now I got to have it all the time. Binge-worthy.
Anybody want to start binge-worthy this week?
No.
No? Mike?
Let me think of some binges.
Tim? Keith?
Okay. So, Mike? There's a show I discovered on Netflix, but it was only one season on Netflix and the rest were on Hulu. It's called 60 Days In. These guys volunteered to go serve time in county jails. That way they could give information to the sheriff or whatever when they get out. And, yeah, that place is fucked up. I never want to go to jail.
Like dudes that didn't do anything wrong, they volunteer to go?
Yeah, so it'd be like one of us volunteering to go spend 60 days in county jail. That way the sheriff could get a good idea of like how drugs are ran or
do they get
just
paid
different
really
stuff
well?
Going on.
I'm hoping.
They get to be on TV.
That's worth dropping the soap?
I don't know. Some guys.
How
like
many of these episodes did you get through?
I watched two seasons. And I don't normally, like, I don't watch a lot of shows. But I sat down and I watched those two seasons in probably like 4 days. Which is
how
a lot
for often
me.
Were your pants off?
Most importantly.
No, it's interesting. Like, one of the cast members got his ass beat by some guy who was selling his medication for tater tots.
What?
So he, for tots, yeah, huh? He was selling
Napoleon Dynamite style, huh? Hey, Napoleon, give me tots.
So the medication to keep him normal, he was selling for tater tots, and he flipped out because the TV told him to beat this dude's ass. And, the cast member was a lucky recipient.
Wow.
I will say this. I am intrigued by prison and jail culture. I'm terrified by it. Like, it's a whole different subsection of society that is just...
Yeah, well, crazy. Apparently a good ass whooping's worth a 8 tater tots.
No, the guy who got his ass whooped didn't get tater tots. The guy who got his ass beat got nothing out of the deal, except for a black eye.
I mean, at what point do you just go, you know what, I don't even really want to get involved with this, just take my fucking tater tots.
No, not on the yard. Not on the yard.
You're not understanding what's going on.
Yeah.
So, the guy who received the tater tots was the guy who needed meds to stay normal. Mm-hmm. Instead of staying normal, he decided he'd rather have tater tots and gave a different inmate his pills.
I do like tots.
And took the tater tots. So him not being on his meds made him flip out because the television told him to beat the shit out of this other guy who happened to be a cast member.
Wow.
Yeah.
My dad spent a lot of time in and out of county jail.
There we go.
Josh knows this. And
which county?
Okanagan.
The one he made up just now? That county.
South
Oregon. I remember it was in and out, but I remember I saw him. It was probably like 2 or 3 days in a row my senior year of high school. That was the longest stretch in a while. And he said, in life, you need to treat it like the yard. You go up to the toughest motherfucker and you punch him in the face day one. That's how you need to live your life. And I'll never forget, after I graduated and I got my first job out of college, I started my first job. I went up to who I thought was the toughest motherfucker and I punched him square in the face. I was fired super fast. And
that's big.
It doesn't always work, is my point. Right?
Tim, you just punched the VP of operations.
Like, that shit doesn't always work.
No, it's location, 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 man.
Well, it'd be nice if he said that. When I saw him 5 years later, he said location, location, location. I was like, thanks, Dad.
Merry Christmas. So now I'm curious. So this is your story. It's completely fabricated. But I want to know what lessons you've passed on to your boys from your learnings from that advice from your father.
That's a good question. I didn't know we were going to get like super personal on this podcast.
Well, I think we're going to go deep. I want to go deep.
He's getting choked up. Thanks, Dr. Phil. Jesus Christ. Give him a minute, at least.
My boys know a couple things. Put some more yak in my mug. If you get jammed up, don't mention my name. And I'm not going to jail for you or anybody. Those are the three things I've taught my boys.
So protect your neck.
Protect your neck.
Put some more yak in my mug.
Don't get that neck out there.
Okay. Okay. So
you guys want to hear some real county stories?
Yep.
You have them?
I've never been a county, but I've worked in people.
Oh, yeah.
And do you guys know what a torpedo is?
Mm-hmm.
In a jail?
No.
Tim does, because his dad was a torpedo. Tim, do you want to explain what a torpedo is?
He doesn't know. All this shit's made up. He's just punching.
He knows. He's punching stuff. I worked with a guy who was in and out of the system from like
fisting.
No, the torpedo is the guy when the prison riot's about to start, because it builds for days. They send one of the new, like, fresh fish dudes across the yard to throw the first punch, and that guy's called the torpedo. And he doesn't have a choice, because if he doesn't do it, his own crew stomps him. So they send a torpedo across a yard, and he throws the first punch, and then it's on. And the guy I worked with was a torpedo.
At least he claimed.
Crazy. Yeah, I agree. There's all a right.
little. Yeah.
Wait, so does a torpedo get his ass whipped the worst out of the group?
If he's bad at fighting, right?
Yeah, apparently you're. I don't know.
Me and the military.
I do agree that there was. In
the military, we just called those guys Marines.
That's a joke I don't get.
Oh, they're the ones that we send over first. They just don't get stomped. They tend to do more stomping, but they're the ones. Tip of the spear, man. Love those guys.
All right. There you go. Tip of the spear. Dog Cheers. Whistle.
Not I don't know. Team. I don't. Listen,
it's
I have
all
respect
you for dogs all. Out there. Cheers.
Oh my gosh, I have respect for every profession, including Tarpedos. Armed forces. Like for me, like I respect anybody that just does stuff for a living. I like though when people take it a little bit too far post their military service, and they're working at Barnes & Noble. And like Semper Fi, motherfuckers. Like just put the book on the shelf. Nope, there is no Semper Fi anymore. It's just alphabetical.
It's Oliver North.
It's just alphabetical. At this point, it's just the P goes right there. You know it goes right there. You don't need to.
It's not even
that.
A Dewey Decimal in Barnes and Noble.
It's just the alphabet.
Give me a break.
Calm down.
Come on. This isn't 742.19 history section. Sports history. Joe Montana.
We got a that binge book worthy. You went we got to a binge worthy from library. Mike. Keith. Tim, do you guys have a binge worthy you would like to share?
Cobra Kai.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I guess
it was the name. It was the name of my fantasy football team.
It was the name of your fantasy football team. Before, you should have represented Johnny Lawrence a little better than that.
I tried. Then this podcast took over. Sorry, I yield my time.
So, Tim, we told you about Cobra Kai, what, a week and a half ago? And you've watched all three seasons?
Yeah, I'm wondering, do you think you need to be older, though, to watch that show, or do you think it stands alone?
I think having the initial storyline means a lot. I feel like it would only be 60% as good if you hadn't seen the originals. But there's nothing better than watching Johnny Lawrence berate students in his dojo. It's great.
Does this fall asleep or what?
No, no, no. Tim's hat's down. You can't tell. He does this thing. He forgets he's on video. He looks down.
He brought up Cobra Kai and then he went to sleep.
Oh, how did he? My binge worthy Cobra Kai. I'm done.
I thought it was a fair question. I like the throwbacks though, but
that's about how that goes.
Keith Sweat, is the Norm Macdonald book I got you, is that your binge worthy topic?
No, so it's so funny. I love the Norm Macdonald book. It is dark as shit. It is crazy. And we have like two nights of like our whole family just reads on the couch. And I'm reading the Norm Macdonald book. And I'm like biting my lip, like trying not to laugh. Because like it's fucking pretty hilarious.
So Norm Macdonald.
I should just read chapters of it from now on. This podcast. But
it's funny you bring that up, Keith, because you know what my binge worthy is? A book.
What is it?
Yeah,
of course.
Fucking so my binge worthy is any book written by Christopher Moore. Okay. Ooh. if you haven't read them, you should check it out.
Did he write about Biff, the childhood friend of
called Lamb? Yeah. It is about Biff. Yes.
Is it a pop-up book?
So this is his newest, or not his newest, but this is the one I'm reading right now. It's called Fool. It's fucking hilarious. And I'm going to read an excerpt from Fool for you guys. So
you mind if I turn my unplug here quick?
Yeah, go for it, man. So I will set this up. Drool is a giant kind of idiot in this, like literally giant, but also a giant idiot. And he's talking to the main character. This is the main character is a jester during King Lear's years. So it's medieval. And this is how it goes. Okay, they're talking to the laundry worker for the castle back in the day. So here we go. I'm going to try to get into character here. We'll see how this goes.
Oh, God.
I'm right here, Pocket, said Drool, standing up in the great cauldron. A pile of laundry in his head had been concealing his great empty melon as he lurked in the water. Knocker's hided me. She's a love. You see, said Emma, he keeps calling me Knockers. It's a compliment, love. It's disrespectful, she said. My name is Emma. I will never understand women. The laundress, it would seem, dressed in a manner that accentuated, indeed celebrated her bosoms, a tightly clutched waist pushing her bits up, until they bloomed out in a swooping neckline. Yet a chap notices and the lady takes offense. I will never understand it. You know he's a complete nitwit, don't you, Emma? Just the same. Fine. Drool, apologize to Emma for saying how smashing her knockers are. Sorry about your knockers, said Drool, bowing his head so the laundry had dropped back into the drink. Are you satisfied, Emma? I asked. I suppose. Good. Now, do you know where Captain Curran, the commander of King Lear's knights, might be? Oh, yes, said Emma. Lord Edmund and the Duke consulted me this morning on all of the military matters, as they want to do. Me being a laundress and having access to all the best bloody tactics and strategies and the lot. Sarcasm will make your tits fall off, said I. Will not, said she, her Holy arms fuck, going dude. To a support position.
Can you please stop? Please. Hey,
there
who,
you go.
Who wrote this? Who wrote there
this? I'm fucking done with this shit.
Who's the author?
Christopher Moore.
There's nothing funny about that.
There Mr. you go. Christopher Moore, author extraordinaire.
There you go.
We apologize for you never selling another book. That's Josh's fault.
Hey, I thought like my accents were pretty good.
Before this episode started, I called it. This episode was going to be shit.
You're say that for book. Every episode. So that doesn't mean shit.
You're reading a book. Tim's eating fucking potato chips while you're reading the
Tim
book.
Yeah, Tim munches like a mofo.
He, for his binge-worthy, he brings up Cobra Kai and does not say a single word about the show after he brings it up.
Yeah.
I call bullshit. I don't think he's seen episode one.
Wait, could you hear me eating?
Yeah, dude, no. We always can hear you.
No,
I thought I muted myself.
Yeah, well, you always mute, but then we hear the click, click every time you do that, too, and then you get it mixed up half the time. So, probably not best.
Keith, thank you for putting an end to that.
Fucking.
Because I had a feeling it was going to go on for at least another 10 minutes.
No, that was the end. That was the end right there.
Oh, that was the end?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we ended it.
Short boat.
Hey, go pick it up. Go pick up Fool or Lamb and tell me you don't finish it.
Is that what you're going to mail me?
I will. Please if you want me to. If you want me to, I will.
Yeah, I'm too busy to read, man.
Does anybody else have a binge-worthy, or did we get everybody?
Did I go?
The three funniest guys
I know.
Like to put a big thanks out to our sponsors,
you didn't go at
Hand-Drawn
all.
Records and Hand-Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand-Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand-Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Hey, no offense to Hand-Drawn, but remember we all just made fun of that intro music the first episode? Or was that just me? We just tore it to your ass off.
I think it was just you.
Yeah.
I liked it. Now I like it.
That was fantastic.
I like Heart of the City. Was that Heart of the City?
I love the Poncho and Lefty. No, that was the owner's band right there.
Ooh, I like Poncho and Lefty.
Exit 380. Poncho and Lefty. It's a good one.
Poncho and Lefty's timeless.
What is Exit 380? Is that Denton?
What's that?
What's Exit 380? Like Denton?
It's a butthole.
I don't know exactly where it is, but they're a like Fort Worth DFW area band.
It's a gooch.
And then they started the company, so.
The Taint.
And then they sponsored us. So
for the Taint.
They've done wonderful things. Keith agrees.
I wonder how much money they made from our podcast.
Probably. I'm going to say that the bulk of their money's not coming from this. I'm going to go with that.
We have 1,400 downloads, man.
Okay.
That's at least like quarter mil, right? They made?
Nah, for sure. Not that. No. Definitely not that.
Wait, have we made money on this?
I mean, they were nothing before.
No, in fact,
we put them on.
Josh is losing
quite
money.
A bit of money on this. I pay for the editing software.
You see how you use the word?
So we're in the negatives.
Yep.
I don't care for that.
We're in the negatives. Yeah. Well, I haven't asked you guys to help out. I don't want to do
that. Again.
Jesus. Okay. Moving on.
It's my comedy isn't worth money. Who brings the fucking lulls?
Real hard to do it best.
Okay, love lessons. Anybody got one this week?
Nope. Josh. This is Josh's.
I have one, but you can go.
Okay. I'll start out. So you guys heard about Jenny Hall. We talked about that. We talked about...
I never heard of it. Is that the dorm you stayed in Virginia?
No. No,
Jenny
this
Hall?
Actually has to do with that. Jenny Hall was the Colorado trip, and then being broken up with as soon as I got there.
Then we talked about everyone stayed there. Little Jenny
and
Hall.
Her brother actually fired a shotgun over my head. If anybody remembers that one.
Oh yeah.
What gauge?
And
Jenny Hall's brother,
Jamie Heisman.
Wait, you know Jenny Hall?
Yeah.
From Virginia?
No.
Eagle River.
Wait, jog my memory. Who's Jamie Wiseman?
Jamie Heisman.
Heisman. That's what I said. Jamie Heisman.
Heisman.
Yeah. Yeah. She was the girl I started dating when I got to Virginia, and I picked her up on the first date, and her brother fired a 12-gauge shotgun over my head before we even left.
12-gauge?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a dick.
Yeah. So we're moving on because the Jamie Heisman thing didn't work out.
Jamie? You know Jamie Heisman?
Giving you guys a quick heads up. So the next thing that I'll talk about, and this is going to be a quicker one. The moral of the story here is don't take high school to college. The next person I dated after Jamie, her name was Leslie.
Ugh.
And We dated for
Have you ever met like an attractive Leslie?
Let me think.
Leslie was attractive.
I don't know. We've never met this girl that you're talking about. Like,
we're trying Keith to think of in, top in, five
in Horsecock. Leslie's. Have you ever met an attractive Leslie?
Did you say she was or wasn't attractive, Josh?
She was attractive.
It like sounds like a Leslie would be an Olympian. Like that, if we're gonna find an attractive Leslie, she would be in the Olympics.
She wasn't.
Summer Sanders was an Olympian.
She was.
Here we go. Back to
multiple
summer.
Multiple gold medals.
So okay,
you start talking about attractive women, and Mike immediately goes to Summer Sanders. It never fails.
Okay, Josh is Leslie. What? Rate her on her looks, Josh. Between 1 and 10.
Summer Sanders being 10.
She was a good looking
girl. Is not a 10.
She was a good looking girl. I think she was the best looking girl in my high school.
Have we asked this question before? Like, what is the person that is a 10? Like, when you hold people up to a 10, what is the 10?
I don't think there's a 10.
It's a real scientist.
Oh, mine's very specific. Michelle Pfeiffer singing Cool Rider in Grease 2. Google it. Look it up. That's
my wife loves Grease 2. That movie's a turd.
I would say find Michelle Pfeiffer attractive at any point of her life.
I would say Christy Brinkley.
I disagree with you there, man. Michelle Pfeiffer is great. Yep. I think she's very good looking.
I'd say Christy Brinkley and Uptown Girl.
Okay. Mike, where are you at?
How about in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Brinkley. That's what I meant, but I had to get a little.
Mike, what's your 10?
It's probably the same time frame. I'd have to think on this one.
You don't have the 10?
Nah, I'd have to think about it. You just don't throw, tens out there off the top of
mine's
your head.
Mine's easy. Anything is Michelle Pfeiffer, Grease 2, singing Cool Rider, or just literally anything Serena Williams does. She just walks across the camera.
10. Oh, yeah. Oh, here you go. She's hotter than people give.
Oh, my gosh. Serena Williams, if you're listening, I don't know why you'd be listening, but I know I've seen pictures of your husband. He looks like a fucking fucktard.
That guy started Twitter.
Oh, really?
Take it all back, Serena. I take it all back.
I don't got nothing, Serena.
Oh, really?
What about Kathy Ireland circa?
I thought she was married to Dwayne Wade.
Who?
No.
Serena Williams? Oh, my God.
This might be the whitest. We're going to get canceled. Cancel culture.
Damn. Started Twitter?
Yeah.
You're done. You're done.
You can't top that.
Are you are you guys ready for me to continue, or do we want to continue?
I need to hear Mike's 10 first. And I also need to
Google that. That might have been Venus.
Can you guys jog my memory? What women have I brought up on this show that I thought were attractive? Summer Sanders,
Swanson?
Obviously.
Was that me?
Christy Swanson's hot. She's probably like, she's like low nines.
What about Madonna in the movie Body of Evidence?
No.
Dude. Underrated. Nope.
I don't know, man. I
might be a little older. I might be older.
Like a 7.8.
What about Tiffany Amber Thiessen as Kelly Kapowski in Saved by the Bell?
Okay.
No. Okay. Hold on.
I think that's everybody.
Not in Saved by the Bell, but on Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's shot.
Yes.
No. She put on a little thickness. Saved by the Bell.
Yes. Okay. No, Tiffany he's right. Yeah. Way hotter.
90210. Come on.
Yeah.
My friend just texted me a photo of her from 90210 and was like, screw Kelly, like kind of dissing Kelly Kapowski, like whatever her name was in 90210, it's like way hotter.
Yeah,
Valerie or
you know who else?
Jennifer Hall. Mike's. He talks about freaking Nashville all the time. We know Mike's 10. Like that, we don't need that revisit.
Thank you, Josh. You jog my memory.
Yeah,
what's her name?
Hayden Panettiere.
Yes, Hayden, that's her.
Pin my tear or something.
I don't care for her last name. That brings her down to an
eight. Yeah, screw. You know she was married to Vladimir Klitschko.
Another thing I don't care.
The boxer.
That's interesting.
The heavyweight prime champion minister of the world. The prime minister of like
5 years ago
or something.
Yeah, that guy kicked my ass, but I'm still gonna take his lady. Hayden, if you're out there, email
again,
the show.
Here we go with this. Great.
I'll tell you what. The show. There's some pictures of Ronda Rousey where I'm like, that's close to a 10 for me.
Ronda Rousey,
right before she ate that foot,
she's got kind of like that manly jawline.
Kate Upton in her prime was pretty.
I'd do
good.
It.
Okay, Josh, what's your 10?
My wife.
He has one. It's just he's so weird about this shit. It's so funny.
I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just I really have to know their personality. No, you don't. Trust me, you don't.
Damn, Becky.
You seem to be pretty high on Connie Britton.
No, I think mine would have to be Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Jessica Biel.
Oh, Jessica Biel's hot. That's a great call.
Oh, gosh. I feel like you just trumped everything else.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's
really except cool. For Serena Williams.
We're going to move back into Love Lessons now that we did this. That was a great tangent, by the way. But
Jessica Biel.
Yes. Okay, so I was dating Leslie in high school. And she was, in my opinion, she was probably the best-looking girl in that school. And that wasn't
she played sports?
Saying much because there students was only 300. There were like 380 of us. So,
in the whole school?
Yeah, it was a small school.
What the
was
fuck?
It elementary school?
Do you not remember any of our episodes? Because we've already talked about this.
Oh, okay. So, are we talking like 16, 17 years old? You're in high school and 300 students?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Fuck, I got.
Did you slow dance at Ace of Base right now? Yes or no?
So, anyways, what I'm trying to say is, I dated Leslie for the tail end of my junior year and my senior year, and when we were applying to colleges, I wanted to go to a school. She wanted to go to a school, and long story short, she kind of ended up following me to the school that I went to, which I felt terrible about. But let me tell you guys something. This a lot like what I'm finding out is we have some fans. We have some fans that are in their high school years. I'm not advising it, but we do have fans that are in their high school years. So I want to reach out to those young individuals right now and tell you, if you think you're in love in high school, don't carry that shit to college. Go to college and enjoy what you're seeing there, because this is like saying you're going to step up. You know, it's like walking into like a major league paintball tournament with a squirt gun. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to college with your high school girlfriend. Like you need to go and enjoy college, okay? Because what I found out was the school I came from and that little town that I came from, compared to going to school, I was stuck back in high school years for a semester and it was terrible. And then when I ended up ending that relationship, it opened up a whole lot of different opportunities to meet new people.
Sorry, I was texting the other guys during this whole time.
And just don't take high school to college. That's my advice for love this week.
So when Josh went to college, he obtained the Jenny Hall mentality.
Can we just clarify that Josh went to college at some point?
So we progressed from Josh being heartbroken over this girl in Colorado to like he tells this girl to go to the same college, and then he gets to the college and see there's hotter chicks, and he's like, it was nice knowing you, Leslie.
Wait. You pulled there were hotter chicks out of that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying
that's exactly what you were saying.
We all pulled hotter chicks. No. You didn't.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
So you went from the In-N-Out menu to a buffet.
In-N-Out menu is pretty good, though.
Well, it's pretty
No, but it's simple. Like there's like six items on the whole menu.
Yeah, I get what's going on.
That's what
I
like about it. It's simple.
To a buffet. No? Am I
hate buffets. I actually hate buffets.
I'm saying there's a lot to choose from.
I'm not getting
pizza buffet, you might catch me. You might catch me down at a pizza buffet.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a love lesson? Tim, did you say you have one?
Really quickly, Megan Fox in Transformers. That's close to a 10.
Okay. Except for Megan Fox then went and did a bunch of plastic surgery for God knows what reason.
Did she?
And she looks weird now.
See? Do you see the connection?
What about Elizabeth Shue?
Oh, don't even
say Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh.
Elizabeth Shue in anything.
Yeah. Oh, man. Elizabeth Shue in The Saint when he's fallen into the cold river and she needs to heat him up.
And they just play that Russian EDM music all the time.
I enjoy how everything is connecting tonight. Elizabeth Shue was in Karate Kid. And then Megan Fox was married to David Silver from 90210. Covering all the bases tonight.
Yeah.
They just got divorced.
But now she's... Okay, so now we need to talk about Machine Gun Kelly. His new album is straight fire, by the way.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
If you like Blink-182 like I did growing up, you're going to love his new album.
I love Blink-182.
I hung out
speaking
with
of new albums. Weeks. Speaking of new albums, didn't we have a
oh yeah
something that we had to like Keith was talking about this all before the show. I gotta play something for you guys. And
let's see what I got going on.
I'm trying to listen now. I want to hear.
This might be a first time. Everything. Let me see.
You want to tell us what it is, Keith?
So you guys don't know this, but Lil Wayne's a huge Green Bay Packers fan.
I didn't know.
From New Orleans, so it doesn't make sense.
Nope.
But I've read an article about why. This is my supervisory thing. I point at people to make them feel good. And it's actually effective. His dad came back after the Packers won the Super Bowl, and there was probably just a bunch of Packers shit just thrown in the garbage can. But his dad came back with like a garbage bag full of Packers win. When Brett Favre won the Super Bowl, it was in New Orleans. So he's been a Packers fan ever since. And you guys remember his slapper, green and yellow. You guys remember that one?
Yeah.
When they won.
He put it out right before they played the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they won. Now he's got a new one out. And it just dropped.
Let's hear it.
3 days on it. Let me see if I can find it.
Hey, does it? Yeah, by the way.
I bet you don't have it readily available.
What's the over-under on the Browns and Chiefs?
Fucking huge cheese, man.
I thought it was like
13.
Right? I was playing it earlier.
No, no.
Remember you told me to like
6.5 or something? It wasn't a ton.
No, oh, I would have thought what Mike said. I thought it would have been more like that.
It's not.
It's got to be 8. I guess I got to go to Spotify's.
Oh, my gosh. You don't have it ready to go?
I did. I was playing it. I don't know. Then
I'm looking up the spread.
In all fairness to Keith, you kind of sprang that on him, I thought.
Did I? Because I thought we talked about him doing it early in the show.
No, I had it. I was actually playing this on maybe. Okay. It's on my Safari. It's on my Safari then. No, that's on my Google.
All right, I'll give a love lesson while you're looking for it.
Yeah, can you do that, please?
This is good stuff. I think this is a great airtime.
If you've been in a relationship longer than 5 years, that's arbitrary, but I'm just going to throw it out there. And you try something new.
Like a thumb in the butt?
Is that where we're going?
Yep.
Like roller, like when you're... The girl makes you rollerblade, but you're not comfortable.
No.
With that.
I'm talking about in your intimate times. Here's what's difficult about it is like the partner will ask you this, like, where did you hear about that? And the answer is either one of two things. Either you've had an affair or she just caught you in a roundabout way watching porn. What's the right answer?
Out of the two, I'd go with the porn watching.
Right?
I think it's safer.
You can't just have a really good imagination. Accepted? What about a
porn's
what about
accepted in
option
couples
C,
now,
I have
right?
a great imagination.
No. That doesn't work because women know that we don't have great imaginations, otherwise we do the dishes.
Yeah. You learn from porn or a different woman, and out of the two, I'm gonna tell her it was a porno I watched.
I think porn's accepted now. Like you can
I think so too.
The way
right?
it's like, oh, okay, you've been watching porn. That worked for me. Please don't ever do that again. You've obviously been watching porn.
Well, did she like it?
It was called the Inverted Dolphin, and it was not bad.
It was called the Dutch Rudder, and I had to bring another dude in. Oh,
that's when it gets tricky, right?
I think the Dutch Rudder is the funniest name for one of those. Like, because there's so many, right? There's like dozens of them. Well, the Dutch runner is always like, yeah, that's pretty good.
And it just gets awkward, right? Like, she dressed up super pretty for the date. And then when you get back home, you're like, hey, this is my friend Sven.
He's not even Dutch. He's Swedish.
Was he the waiter? He's the waiter at the restaurant?
He doesn't help us with the
English.
Inverted dolphin.
The only thing he knows how to say, hello, Lindsay.
What is inverted dolphin?
What's an inverted dolphin? That's really all he knows how to say. So,
would you like me to pet you? And that's not even is that that's not Swedish, is it?
No, it's definitely not.
Do you like salted cod?
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart.
Hey, just so you know, I had the Urban Dictionary what a Dutch runner is.
You had a really?
Yeah.
Before we go there, Tim, can you give us your best Swedish accent one more time? Because that was hilarious. One more time.
Swedish accent. Okay, give me an example of a Swedish accent.
Sven, can you talk
Sven,
to us now?
Sven Svensson. So it's Oli. And there's old. So it's Oli and Sven. And he goes down to the old. Oli. Whatever. The codfish place to get his oil. What do you
is
got?
Is this your accent, Keith? Because that's just still Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was very unique.
No, so that like anything Norwegian, Swedish is actually Wisconsin. Like,
there's Clark and Torches for you today. Is that it?
No, so there's like
it.
A.
You nailed it.
There's a there's old jokes. So instead of like, think of Jack and Jill, like where I grew up, it's like Oli and Sven. Like, that's how the joke starts out. Like, that's how the joke begins. It's like, oh, did you ever hear the one about Oli and Sven?
I feel like everybody in Wisconsin's cracking up right now. And the other 49 states don't understand a fucking thing.
It's still funny to me.
Oli and Sven?
Yeah, okay.
No. Google.
You guys ready for some trivia?
There's a million Oli and Sven jokes.
You guys ready for some trivia? Here we
Do
go.
Do you like the Frito Scooter?
Hey, can I intro this with some Little Wayne?
Yes,
please.
Bring it in.
It's a 10-minute song, apparently.
No, it's not.
It's a long song.
We're not gonna play 10.
Well, minutes. I'm sure he's got it all figured out.
They play it throughout the whole first quarter.
All right, do the trivia.
Okay, here we go. We can play it next episode. Wait for that, folks. All right, Mike, you're up first. You ready?
Do you like the Freedom Scooter?
True or false? Here we go. I'm green and yellow. Green Bay. Make it scary Halloween Day. Scream face. Bloody Mary, secondary Jordan, mean face. A-Rod got a mall side free play. That's a cheesecake on a high plate. Hail Mary, yeah. A lot of grunting.
He's so high on syrup right now, he's like he didn't get to the mic. It's just a taste.
Roger's right, I love it.
Oh man, how jealous are you?
I'm no
dad
songs.
I don't know, I like Green and Yellow better.
That's the remake of Green and Yellow. I actually think the chorus says Green and Yellow. We never got that far.
All right, Mike. True or false?
Yes,
fish
sir.
Cannot
Orange
blink.
And blue. Ooh. Orange and blue. What? Fish can't blink.
Fish can't blink. Please. True or false?
Fuck. They have no eyelids.
I swear I've seen one blink.
Yeah, I'll go with no. Tim talked me into it.
You're saying false?
Yes, false.
Okay.
They cannot blink.
It's true. Fish cannot blink.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm saying they can't blink.
He was saying they can't blink.
Agreed.
Okay, so you're saying
he misspoke.
Okay,
but he
I'll
said,
give it to you. I'll
yeah,
give it
Tim
to you because the other two guys said you.
So I was like, oh,
and we all agree.
I'm giving it to you. Okay.
All right.
Keith, you're up next. True or false?
Yes,
seahorses have a stomach.
Oh.
Mm.
They have a torso.
Seahorses.
I know they have a sack.
They just have a large sack.
Okay, I don't think that was the question.
I'm going to say they don't because they're a filtration animal.
Okay, that's false. Seahorses do not have a stomach. Keith gets a point. All right, Tim, for 1 point, true or false? Okay. Babies have more bones than adults.
True, because they have an extra bone in their brain.
Okay. When I get done with them, they got
Tim
extra
got it
bone.
Right, not for the explanation that he gave, but babies have nearly 300 bones, and they fuse over time, not because they have more bones in their brains.
Oh, man.
But you were correct, so we're all at 1 point here.
Not because a priest got a hold of them and they have one more bone.
Nope. Definitely not for that reason.
Man.
Definitely not.
You just went straight to, like, the baby.
Jeez.
Damn.
I don't know why.
I'm Catholic.
Okay. Mike. Cool. Mike, for
you
2 points.
You saved the show, Keith.
Mike, for 2 points.
No.
What color eyes is most prevalent amongst humans?
Brown.
Mike's correct for 2 points. Keith, what is the name of the rock band formed by Jimmy Page?
Ooh. Well, there's several rock bands that he was involved in.
Okay, well, the one everybody knows, please.
It's Led Zeppelin, and I'm reading their book called Hammer of the Gods, and it is insane. There's a story about them being in Seattle, Washington, Tim, and they catch a fish out of their hotel window, and then it's a mud shark. And they take that mud shark, and they shove it into a groupie's vagina. This is chapter 2 of the book. And it is a known fact. And then Frank Zappa wrote a song called Mud Shark referencing the act of them catching a live shark out of a hotel window in Seattle and shoving it in a girl's vagina. And the girl enjoyed it and climaxed. And that book's crazy. Wow. And if you guys want me to send that book to you, I still have it. It's
and
crazy.
That was the longest answer to one question I've ever heard in my life.
It needed to be told.
Did the mud shark smell like a fish before or after?
Okay, Tim.
She was a redhead.
Tim, you ready for this? 2 points.
A redhead. Because they called her a ginger snapper or something like that.
The red snapper?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And Tim.
Anyone who wants that book, I'll mail it to him.
For 2 points, Tim, in what year were the first Air Jordan sneakers released?
Ooh.
What?
85.
What? I thought you were going to get this 85. Right. It's 1984.
God. It could have went either way. 85 is the right
close.
Guess.
It was close. Okay, Mike, you're up next for 3 points. How many ribs are in the human body?
In the 13. Christian body or the human body?
Yeah, I said odd. Mike, no, I believe, and he's the only one that hasn't spoken. How many ribs are in the human body, Mike?
Sorry. Well, Christ. Being that I don't have a clue, I will take Tim's answer again and go with a 13.
Nope. 24 is the correct answer.
24
don't
ribs?
Don't ever listen to Tim.
Really?
He's going to stir you.
Well, it's a pair. It's a pair. It's, a pair. It's 12. Some people have
unless you're Marilyn
Manson. Yeah, I always heard 13.
Unless you're Marilyn Manson.
Wow.
Okay.
So how many does women have?
It's the same.
No.
I thought they had an extra rib.
Okay.
They eat that apple or
Keith,
pomegranate.
Keith, yes. For 3 points, which country consumes the most chocolate per capita?
Really good question, Switzerland.
Wow. Nailed it. That's correct. Switzerland.
Let's go, Aaron Rodgers. Jeopardy.
Tim, you this is for all the marbles, man. This is for the game. 3 points.
Wait, if I get this right, I win?
With Keith. Well if you yeah, if you get it wrong.
The only thing
lose.
I tie off is
what is the largest animal in the deer family?
Ooh.
Isn't a deer just the deer?
What is the largest animal in the deer family?
I think that's misleading.
Oh, and he disappeared. Might drop.
He decided to quit on us instead of answering.
He Googled it. He Googled.
Am I cutting out?
He left and Googled.
No, am I cutting out? Can you guys hear me?
I know.
Yeah, we can hear you, dude. Largest animal in the deer family, Tim.
Okay, so you got... Is elk part of the deer family?
I mean, you
got to
think about all these things. Yeah, all these things that are involved in deer family.
Antler is just the deer family's antlers?
No.
I would just go with antlers, probably.
According to me at this moment, yes.
Okay, if that's true, then I'm going to say a moose.
Ooh, he gets it for 3 points.
Is that really what makes a deer family this?
I have no idea, but I looked it up and it said deer family and moose was involved. So apparently, yes.
Yeah, it would be the moose family and the deer would be.
So you guys tied. You guys tied. Hey, everybody.
Losers.
First recording of 2021. I'm proud of everybody, and here we go.
You're on a fucking tie?
Yeah. It's a shit way to start the year.
Well, thanks a lot, COVID.
I it's love
like
him that high
from his grandma.
High jump from your grandma. We've all thought about it.